2018.
And of course, tomorrow it'll be Any Show 2 already at the floating platform. And if you're around the vicinity of the marina area, you're bound to see those airplanes fly right across the Chinook and the state flight. It's going to be absolutely awesome. All right, 1:30 here on Power Up and on the Power Up Special with me, Jeremy Rotnam. Today, we have the very talented Daniel Arifin Usman, who just 6 years ago was the youngest composer to be commissioned by the Singapore Wind Symphony to arrange We Will Get There. That's the NDP 2002 theme song as part of the Songs of Singapore project in 2012. So, in a way, you've got yourself into our roots very, very much. And you also played a bit in Dick Lee's Beauty World Medley we heard a while back, Singapore, a musical celebration too in 2013. It was premiered at the Esplanade Concert Hall in July consecutively, and you've also been part of the Singapore, a musical celebration series since then. So, Daniel, you very much have got your roots sewn into your compositions, your music, and even whilst during your national service, You were part of the music and drama company. I know folks of MDC are tuned in right now. And you played the piano, you mentioned the keyboards, and the accordion.
Yes.
So how did it feel? How did you feel when you first learned that you were going to share your love for music with the thousands of army personnel that you came across in your years serving NS?
Of course, the first moment when I received a letter saying that I will be entering music drama company, I
said, wow.
So it will be like, shocking, one, exciting, okay, because I will know that, I'm playing music for almost about 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, of course, you are hype up, because you know that music is all your life, and you'll be playing music with the people there and sharing your music with all the army personnel. So you feel very excited.
The people there tuned in right now, they're listening to you right now. So so how was rehearsals like then? I hear today rehearsals at MDC. I've been in it before. Carmen's been there through there. My partner on air. We've been there for those rehearsals. Pretty serious, I understand. The amount of time spent on learning new songs, improving on them. How was it like?
Yes, I would say that rehearsal is being taken seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, because we want to have not maybe 100%, but almost to 100% of perfection on stage, when we start performing. But then, of course, we can't go rehearsal like all day, so we have breaks in between.
Yep.
But then, for me as a music part, we have our own reading session for let's say there's scores for us to read. If not, we will just improv on the spot.
I've seen those rehearsals. They are really grueling, but at the same time you learn a lot, with a group of friends there. Is there anything during your NS days that you can recall and point a finger and say, I'm glad I did it, I got to do it?
There's one where there's a last minute show. Mm-hmm. There's a dinner show that suddenly my boss call up, say that, are you free? Are you available to play for a last minute show? I say, okay, bring it on.
I say, this is MDC,
yes,
right?
MDC, yeah, okay. Correct. So I say, okay, bring it on. I will do my best. I say, so apparently everything went well because it's even though I'm like sight reading, no scores where we need to sight read.
And it's not easy.
Yeah, not easy actually. Then need to improv on the spot because you have solos, on the piano. So it's just a small band where it's just 4-piece band, piano, bass, guitar, and drums. Yeah. So apparently, if I'm not mistaken, Andrew was there.
Andrew, of course. Andrew's the drummer, MDC, the band at MDC.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew was there, Isa and Kelvin, our bass and guitar player. Yeah, so I know it was not easy, but then apparently I coped it well. Okay, I was nervous because without any rehearsal, because I just go and just play straight.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
That's brilliant. I mean, that probably, galvanized you or at least brought in your confidence on just being there, sight reading it and performing the solo work as well.
Yeah, correct. I think MDC has really made me to become as a professional musician, how exactly it works, to be in the, to work in the outside world where musicians, we need to do all this sometimes last minute work where you need to be on stage, you need to prepare yourself. So you need to stay focused always.
Now, what is this, you speak about your national service, how vital do you think? And you did tell me but you were in Tukung for a bit, and then you went up to Sembawang camp and all that. So how vital do you think national service is here in Singapore right now?
Okay, I would say that national service in Singapore is very important. Okay, it's vital. And I mean, I would say that everyone who actually enter national service would they have their own part to play.
Yeah.
You know, even for me as a musician, you know, being part of NDC, for me it's just to, you know, provide music, everything, to share my music. But still, you know, we play music for the army personnel. We play music for everyone to share. So I think like maybe it's like either like in the combat unit, or people in the combat unit or other unit. You know, every one of them has a vital part to play, and each unit actually have their own
someone who's going to be very important,
yes,
to play a
exactly.
big role.
Yeah. Correct. So I would say that each and every one of them, yep, have their own part to play.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is pretty vital, of course, especially in MDC. And what's your message to the boys? And we all understand, you know, they'll be shaving their hair pretty soon, joining the army maybe the next couple of months. What's your message to them?
Okay, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, I was quite nervous and quite afraid on what the future holds. Especially.
Were your relatives there when you were going off to?
Yeah, my relative and my parents lah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but then you are part away from your family for about a few weeks. But then I think it's a worth experience lah.
Yeah.
Because the army teaches you how to be independent. One. Then to give you a whole new experience of how does the army works actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how does NS treat you? So then also that no need to, when I enter during my BMT, I only realized that there's nothing to be afraid of. Because
yeah,
if you got anything wrong, you can always sound off to your person in charge.
And you've got buddies there as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So actually we make new friends, you know? We make a lot of new friends, and again we share our stuff, whether what we like, you know. For me as a musician, I know I share my music, everything. So yeah, we create a new bond with the new people that we know.
That's great.
Yeah, from there we are buddies now.
That's amazing. Yes. That's fascinating.
Yes.
That's fascinating. All right, a quick break right here, Daniel. Hang in there, because when we return, we're going to be getting up to speed with Daniel playing the Power Up Challenge. And I've said this before, I'll say it again, and he'll smile again. No one has failed the Power Up Challenge. Daniel, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, hang around. Foster the people, sit next to me after this.
The music you love.